This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is expanding its crackdown on drivers who abuse toll lanes. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Earlier this summer, the State Department of Transportation began fining drivers who weave in and out of the toll lanes on Interstate 70 near Idaho Springs. Now, CDOT is expanding enforcement to toll lanes on C-470 near Highlands Ranch and Interstate 25 north of Denver. A one-month grace period starts September 1st. Violators captured by the camera system will get warnings until October 1st. After that, they'll get fines that start at $75. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Aurora has reinstated its reserve police force, CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
The reserve force will be made up of volunteers who will not be considered part of the police force. Interim Police Chief Art Acevedo says only high-caliber applicants like city employees and retired officers will be considered. Aurora shut down the reserve officer force 18 years ago due to low interest and a city code cleanup. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The town of Superior has approved retail marijuana sales within town limits. The new ordinance will allow two retail marijuana dispensaries in the town northwest of Denver. The sites must be in commercial zones and 500 feet from any school. Licensed applicants must also submit a ventilation plan so the smell can't be detected. The new ordinance doesn't apply to medical marijuana, which is still prohibited within Superior town limits. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.